This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlaken Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. Today, we visit with longtime Northern Michigan filmmaker Rich Brower.
No, I've got 7 or 8 other screenplays ready to go after this. And nothing like Dog Man, nothing like this even. I love telling stories.
Ellie Katz takes us to the set of his latest movie in Frankfurt. But first, an update on voter registrations in Antrim County. IPR has confirmed 6 voters in Antrim County whose registrations in the qualified voter files have been canceled by County Clerk Victoria Bishop. This comes after Bishop wrote a letter to the State Bureau of Elections in April saying she has not canceled anyone. IPR's Austin Rolater has more.
In her letter to the Bureau, she said, quote, as far as altering voters in the QVF records, that would be none. Adding, I do not alter or remove people. But records obtained by IPR for Mancelona Township show changes to the qualified voter files made by Victoria Bishop. IPR reached Bishop by phone and email on Monday, but she declined to comment on her findings. She did confirm her login code, which appears next to the canceled voters' names in the files obtained by IPR. The State Bureau of Elections has asked twice now for a list of changes by Bishop. She has, thus far, refused to deliver. Beyond the 6 voters IPR has confirmed were canceled by Bishop, we have confirmed with township clerks that at least 8 additional voters in Antrim County have had their voter status changed by the county clerk. You can check your registration status by visiting the Michigan Voter Information Center. We've got a link to that, along with a portion of the changed voter file documents on our website. You can also contact your township clerk to confirm your voter registration status well in advance of upcoming elections. For Interlaken Public Radio, I'm Austin Rolater.
And as Austin said, you can find that information and that link at iprnews.org. The producer behind the Dog Man film series and Escanaba Into Moonlight is back to work on another movie. Rich Brower, who has produced movies in Northern Michigan for decades, is shooting his latest film called Gandhi Dancer. The film follows Carl Olson, an aging Army veteran and railroad worker, whose daughter moves him into a retirement home. Stubborn and unhappy, Olson hatches an escape plan and hitches a ride out of town on an old rail car that's also been slotted for retirement. IPR's Ellie Katz visited filmmaker Rich Brower on set earlier this month.
I'm tempted to have you frame it way to your left. Yeah, like that. Initially. So
at the Maples retirement home in Frankfurt, the film crew is crowded into a room that's been staged with a bed, a couple chairs, and some photos. Director Rich Brower looks down at his script.
Yeah, this is scene 111. Claudia finds a couple of old photos on Carl's dresser, and one shows a crew of railroad men. We have all these things. One looks like her dad, and it's getting close to the end of the movie. It kind of plays at the kind of towards the end.
Behind Brower, the crew is testing out different camera angles and furniture locations until they get it right.
Okay, let's do a rehearsal. And rehearsal only, and action.
Brower says he cooked up the idea for this movie 15 years ago. He got intrigued by the idea of someone having to move to a retirement home against their own wishes.
I tend to draw stuff out of real life, so I'm aware of my father and other people that have had that situation. In this case, the old guy's totally happy living at home, except he's leaving doors open, he's burning popcorn, he's setting fires, but he still feels like he can handle anything. And that piece of it is what started this whole thing for me, was that as people change or get old, they get stubborn maybe. Against all logic, they want to just fight it. It's not going to happen to me, of course.
At 71, Brower is typically one of the older guys on set these days. But he says he's got no intention of stepping out from behind the camera anytime soon.
No, I've got 7 or 8 other screenplays ready to go after this. And nothing like Dog Man, nothing like this even. I love telling stories. I have no reason to not keep at it forever, you know, until they drag me out of here and tell me to. Maybe they'll put me up here now. Somebody's going to buy a room for me at the Maples and then tell me to quit doing this. But until that happens, I'm going to keep cranking out.
Back on set, the actors are in their places, and the cameraman is ready to go.
All right, here we go. Okay. If everybody's had a chance to last look it, then we're going to shoot this. And here we go. Roll sound.
Tilt it down.
Sound speeds.
Camera speeds. 111, take one.
Rolling, and action.
For IPR News, I'm Ellie Katz.
Let's take a look at some other stories making news around Northern Michigan on this Tuesday, May 19th. Two judges on the 13th Circuit Court have approved a new Grand Traverse County clerk. Samuel Gedman takes over for Republican clerk Bonnie Shealy, who is retiring June 19th, after a 40-year career in public service. Michigan's Constitution requires judges to appoint people into unexpected vacancies. Gedman has been Shealy's chief deputy for more than 6 years. Green Lake Township has adopted a year-long moratorium on data centers. The township trustees approved the pause last week. It also blocks large-scale water extractions. Data centers use tremendous amounts of water for cooling. The Record Eagle reports that this pause is meant to give the township time to develop rules for such businesses, which have been controversial across Michigan. Developers' hopes to build a data center in Kalkaska were dashed last year after massive public outcry. Downstate, data center projects have moved forward despite strong opposition from communities. More workforce housing will soon be available to Northern Michigan residents. The building in Grayling is the newest and tallest one in the city's downtown, with 40 apartments and two commercial spaces. Michigan Community Capital bought the space in 2018 with plans to meet the growing housing needs of the area. Marilyn Krumke is the vice president of development for the nonprofit.
This isn't just like another apartment building in the community. It's a really big change. And because we're a nonprofit and we plan on owning the buildings we develop for a very long time, it was very important to us to have this building feel connected to the place.
Krumke says the building features a custom mural and is decorated with pieces made by local artists. She expects applications to rent an apartment will be available online. Leases begin June 1st. Teams from the Federal Emergency Management Agency are visiting homes around Black Lake in Sheboygan County. They are trying to assess flood damage. The FEMA visits could help the government decide whether individual homeowners can get federal disaster help. Homes around Black Lake were among the hardest hit by April flooding. That is the Up North Lowdown for this Tuesday, May 19th. Thanks for being with us. Our producer is Austin Rolater. Edits by Steve Junker. Music by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Ed Ronco. Hey, while I have your attention, if you're one of our podcast listeners hearing this on demand, take a second through your podcast app to rate and review what we're doing. It helps us know what you think of what we're doing, but also helps other people find the Lowdown. The Up North Lowdown is a production of Interlochen Public Radio.
Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at ComfortKeepers.com.